This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Biz Bytes, where we've been talking about underarm advertising and other things. Anonymous messaging is something we've been talking about. Anyway, we asked you guys the feedback regarding the lead story, where we asked if you could anonymously tell somebody off, would you do it? So we've had WhatsApp messages, we've had tweets. Let's start off with you, Christine. What have we got?
On WhatsApp, we've got this from Asma, who just says, yes, in this culture of indirectness, it's possible to get your message across through a third party. I've had the occasion to convey negative feedback to a person about her body odor. Sure enough, within a week, she took action on it and the body odor went away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Arvin?
This one comes from numbers ending with 1707. Says that I voiced out my opinions directly and it got me fired. But what I did was right and wouldn't have done it any other way. And then we have another one from Rusihan Anwar, and he says that being anonymous does not promote accountability. If you want to tell off someone, you need to be responsible for your comments. Mm. And then we have Arun, who sent in a voice message echoing the same sentiments.
Do you want to play that?
Yes.
Okay, let's start
Hi,
again.
Hi, this is Arun. I was just listening in. Regarding this anonymous email where you can tell people off, while it's safe to the person who's making the complaint, you know, because it's being anonymous, what it will also be open to a lot of abuse, because there will not be any accountability because you're hiding behind a screen. So, I don't know about, you know, it can be helpful, but looks like it may not be helpful as well.
It's a good point, and one that is made in the article about the fact that, you know, some people could just kind of take advantage of it and send ridiculous little things. You know, I don't like your haircut, I don't like this, that, or the other. Mm-hmm. But as we kind of explained a little bit, you know, if in Japanese culture, from what we understand, they tend to be a bit more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Responsible?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the word I'm looking for, you know, because that's just what their culture is like, you know.
Yeah.
And also, to be honest, you know, Sorihara gets approximately 50 kind of complaints a day. So it's not actually a lot of people messaging in, because I think in their culture, it's so ingrained into them to not speak up about this stuff. So while, you know, holding the kind of accuser accountable is also something that is important, that's only when you've established that the people who are perpetrating the harassment can be held accountable first.
I mean, and speaking of accountability and Japanese culture, I remember reading a story fairly recently about a train that was 43 seconds late arriving at the station. And the train company reimbursed all of the passengers. Because they were 43 seconds late.
Whoa.
So, you know, there you go. Okay, let's move on to story number three. Still keep your messages coming in, though. Very keen to hear what you've got to say. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can send voice messages too, like Aaron has just done. Or get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Malaysia's paddy fields are suffering from a growing threat.
Mm-hmm.
Arvin, what is it?
Yeah, that's affecting the supply of rice I don't know how many parts of the country, but then the people who depend on the paddy fields are losing a lot of money because of rats.
Oh no!
In the area, yeah.
Isn't that like what happened to some of the restaurants in Bangtan?
Oh yeah, you know, yeah. Some of
rats came and affected my supply of rice.
So wait, rats eat rice or what? Like, what's,
rats eat everything.
What's
everything.
The deal here?
They affect the crops. So they eat the what do you call it? What do you call the grains of rice that are in the plant itself?
Right.
Okay. So they affect it. So they don't allow the people to harvest the rice before it's time to be harvested. So Penang, this happened basically because they were going through floods a few months ago.
Yes.
So what happened was the rats started to get into the paddy fields because of the irrigation systems.
Mm.
Yeah. So rice field rats, which can produce 5 to 10 offspring a month, have been decimating the crops of Penang. The rice farmers of Paya Keladi in Kepala Batas in Penang have suffered losses amounting to around 500,000 ringgit season alone because of the infestation. The rats, and then they've given the scientific name for the rats. It's Rattus argentiventor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
It's a cool name, but a terrible rat.
Yeah. So they have managed to ruin nearly 29 hectares of crop so far, affecting 50 farmers in the process. So these rats have managed to evade traps. chips and the poison that have been set for them. And since they only are active after dusk or at night, the farmers' only hope are the natural predators of the rats, which is the common barn owl.
Right.
Yeah. So they have constructed bird nests at the paddy fields to attract the you know, the predators and the owls to sort of nest there and then sort you know, see the rats and then make them their dinner. But it's not helping yet. So they're still losing. It's still going downhill. They hope this will help. They hope that the owl population will sort of increase over the next few months and then get rid of the problem. But yeah, so far they have lost a lot. There's one farmer who says that from the 40 tons I produce every season, I estimate only getting about 20 tons this harvest. Wow. So about half.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's how much damage they've caused.
The only solution they've got so far then is to hopefully attract more barn owls.
More owls, yeah. Because they've set traps, they've put poison, the rats nothing seems to be happening. Because if you multiply like you know, 10 offspring a month, then you know, what's any trap gonna do?
So really this story could be summed up as reproducing, ravaging, rodents ruin rice?
Yes. Yes, oh, the 4 R's.
Dear,
yes.
Oh dear. Really?
I had to go there.
Yeah.
Ravaging rodents. What was the other one?
Reproducing, ravaging rodents ruin rice.
Okay.
The five R's.
Yeah. Well, there are no other solutions. Poison, traps, or birds, right? That's the only thing that we can do.
And now they're hoping for the birds because it's the most natural one. Birds can multiply like the rats, not at that speed, but then they can.
They're not as busy as the rats.
They're not as busy as the rats, but it looks like it's the only solution at this point.
The likelihood of the price of rice going up then, do we think?
I don't know. That's controlled. So it'll have to
but
be like a huge
a
thing.
It's a shame for the farmers who lose out on so much potential revenue,
basically. Yeah. And also to the supply of rice that we get. And, you know, Malaysians are like hugely dependent on rice to function.
I know what you guys are like if you've not eaten anything.
Yeah.
Hungry indeed. Right. Okay. Do we have any more messages before we take a short break?
No. I'll compile and then read them out one week.
No? Back. Okay. We're going to take a short break then. We've got some music coming up from The Shins with Australia. And when we get back, final story of the day, that the secret to actually enjoying your vacation is the day before it starts. All coming up in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Remember, if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.